Look, I know I'm dirty and everything, but I just want to talk to you just a minute. I just want a little bit of your time.
Hey, girl.
Welcome to the Trash Man Investor Podcast.
I am your garbage man.
Now, here's your host, Michael Groom.
I come around your house each and every day.
Welcome to the first ever edition of the Trash Man Investor. My name is Michael Gruner, and I am the Trash Man Investor. I know there are many investing gurus out there who will take you through how they made their millions and teach you how to replicate their success. But here's what sets me aside from all the others. I'm in the process right now. This first episode will give you a short look at my background and lay out the foundation for the many shows to come. I certainly welcome your feedback, so please shoot me an email at askmike@trashmaninvestor.com with any questions or comments you may have. Also, please visit my blog at trashmaninvestor.com and comment there as well. I was destined to be a trash man. In 1944, my great-grandfather started University Place Refuse, picking up trash door-to-door in a section of unincorporated Pierce County, Washington, known as University Place. My grandfather then took over the company, and now my dad is the general manager, so it's kind of obvious what pathway I was going to take. I hung on the back of a garbage truck starting at 14 years old, hopping off at every stop to dump the cans. I became a full-time driver after my sophomore year of college, and I've been at it for 10 years now, so, like I said, trash is my destiny. It's in my blood. I basically can't get away from it. I graduated from the University of Washington in 2002 with a bachelor's degree, yet I continue to dump trash. It's relatively safe and steady income with fairly decent benefits, but because of that, it's one of those jobs that can trap you. It pays well enough to keep you stuck. I realized this early on, and I've had a desire smoldering in the back of my mind to get out. But now, having two small children and a stay-at-home wife, I know that just jumping ship is not the responsible thing to do. I needed something that could grow slowly until I could leave the trash industry and do something else. My wife and my brother and myself, we successfully run a part-time videography and photography business, which is still operational. However, this year we have really scaled back the number of jobs we take due to time constraints. We discovered that the number of hours involved in this industry would not allow for the family time that I had been striving for, so this wasn't really a viable option as a full-time gig. So then, I was back at the beginning, until April of 2008. Join me next time on The Trash Man Investor, when I tell you what flipped the light switch in my head and how I'm going about on my journey to, like, what I like to call crazy richness. Remember, shoot me an email at askmike@trashmaninvestor.com with questions or comments, and visit my blog at trashmaninvestor.com. Hope to hear from you soon.
I am your garbage man.